Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a roof anywhere else, you didn't pay enough. Joining me today, the sister company of Action Roofing called Action Energy, managed by Kirk Mueller. He's been on the program a couple of times. And last month we had Action Roofing on, one of my sponsors, and he was so busy, he couldn't join us. He is involved with not just the installation of solar panels, but energy, battery backup, electric vehicle charging, automation. Kirk started with his dad, was a contractor, and then he went to UCSB Environmental Studies, UCSB major, background in solar installation in the LA area, and then moved back to Santa Barbara. And now he's with Action Energy. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Kirk Mueller.
Hi, Mark. Good to be here. Man, would you hire a PI to get all that on me or what?
Yeah. You forget. That was, I don't know when you first, well, you started Action Energy launched third quarter of 2017, so you must have come on soon thereafter.
There you go. That's correct.
So one of the big things that people see about putting on solar, and I would love to have solar. I just, my electric bill's so low. We get to talk about that later. But the idea of being self-sufficient and having that is just thrilling to me. And I would love to get a Tesla and I would love to charge it. By, you know, it's just, it's very exciting. It's tough to justify. But one of the things that has been around is a tax credit. And there was going to be a change and now there's not a change. What's the status on the tax credit?
That's correct. So the tax credit was slated to go to 22% this year on a solar system. However, in late December, the solar industry got a little Christmas gift, and during the latest coronavirus relief bill, they ended up extending that tax credit to 26%, and that is good for 2021 and 2022. So, yeah, that extra 4% is a nice little chunk, and we're at 26%.
So it was at 26% originally?
It was, yeah. 2020 was supposed to be the last year for 26%, and it was slated to go down to 22% this year. But at the very last hour, it was extended to remain at 26%.
So when the solar system costs you 100 grand, you save 4 grand, right?
100 grand, you get 26 grand off your federal tax liability. But well, again, I'm not a tax professional. Consult yours, but that's how it works.
Well, first of all, I meant the extra 4 grand between the 22 and the 26%.
Oh, there you go. Yes, sir.
And
yes,
second 4%. Of all, you didn't correct me that a solar system doesn't cost $100,000.
Oh, well, it could. You know, if you want solar batteries, you want to run your whole house and not even know that the grid even exists, we'll do it for you.
Well, no. No one spends 100 grand. That's got to be over the top. You got to have...
You'd be surprised, Mark. You would be surprised.
Well, I'm speechless. I think the interview is over. I don't know what else to say.
there are some large estates in Montecito that have large demands, and with large demands come large solar systems and large battery banks. So yeah.
Now it's really the battery banks that could almost increase the price. Could it?
Yes,
like you're
correct.
Price?
The battery technology and the installation of the battery and the permitting of the battery is definitely where prices get to be very expensive, especially when people want to back up air conditioners or, you know, larger loads that demand more power. With those larger loads, you have to have more battery reserves to power those up. So that's where things get more pricey. If people want to do a standard critical loads, you know, system that backs up, you know, lights and your refrigerator and your coffee maker and your garage door and your internet, TV, those systems are much more reasonable. It's when people want to pretty much not notice that the grid has gone down. That's where things get exorbitant.
I remember years ago, my guest is Kirk Mueller. He's the manager of Action Energy, a sister company of Action Roofing. Years ago, I had a client who sold a house in Montecito, and he had hooked up a whole house generator connected directly to his circuit breaker panel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if it ran on gasoline or propane, but that was boom. That power went down, his generator kicked in, and he was golden.
Yeah, no, generators can power a lot of stuff. I mean, they rely on fossil fuels and the, you know, internal combustion engine, but they definitely have a very high power output. So we have come across systems like that.
You know, it's interesting. So this, you get a solar, and I want to talk about entry-level solar prices because so people don't sit there going, you know, 100 grand, are you out of your mind? But I just thought if you have, you know, battery backup, what if you had what he had? Let's say you have an existing system where you have could you do a generator?
They're making systems now that integrate with generators. It is difficult to integrate a solar and battery system with an existing generator. If it's part of the initial design, it's a yes. But sometimes the specs on the older generators don't match up with a solar and battery system. So, you know, really the industry is going for whole home backup, which is, you know, everything, AC, jacuzzi, whatever you got. And they're utilizing the generator as an assistant pretty much to the battery and solar system. So whatever the battery and solar system can't cover, the generator would be there to kick on and fire up and power those larger loads. But as far as integrating in with an existing generator, it's a little bit more difficult.
Okay, well, forget that. I never even thought to ask the question that just because I brought up the story of the guy who had the generator. So you actually have some installations where you do solar, battery backup, and a whole house generator?
Yes. They're rare. They're few and far between because usually people want to stay away from the generator. But yes, we do.
Well, that's fascinating. I mean, if you want to be the mountain man, if you want to be really, you know, up there and you got the money, I mean, I would go full bore. I would, if I had the money and, I actually have the money, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Come on, Mark. We'll talk about that later.
So that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I like that. The battery backup. But the battery backup, I suppose one could argue, how often do we really go without power? Mm-hmm. It happens, you get these little blips, it happens, and you got a fridge, and a freezer full of food, or you got your mother-in-law on the ventilator, you want to keep her alive.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But I wonder, probably we don't go without power very long, very frequently, but I can't remember the last time we went for like a full 24 hours or longer, have we?
Well, it really depends on where you are. The communities closer to the mountain experience a much more volatile grid. Their power gets shut down either for maintenance or for public safety power shutoffs. Here in the city, we don't see as many outages just because there's more infrastructure to reroute power around certain issues that might come up on the grid. But as a whole, Santa Barbara is in a unique location in the sense that we are on the outskirts of Southern California Edison's territory. So we don't have as much infrastructure as, say, somewhere down in L.A. So if there is an issue with the grid, it affects more people. And with more and more people working from home, now all of a sudden having backup is almost you can live a day without power. You just don't open the fridge as much and, yada, 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 you're fine. But if you're working from home and you have an outage, that's a lost day of production. And where are you going to go? Are you going to go sit at Starbucks right now during COVID with your laptop and try to do Zoom calls there? It's not an attractive option. So doing solar and batteries is hedging against that, even that 4 or 5 hour power outage that you might experience during the weekday.
Wow. Nice way to scare people. I like that approach.
Come on. If you're not scared, you're not buying. No,
That's very funny. No, it's absolutely very true. And believe me. So let's back up a little bit. Good to see the extra 4%, the 26% tax credit is extended 2021, 2022. Mm-hmm. So let's back up a little and talk about maybe more of an average, smaller home, not the big estate of Montecito.
Yeah. The majority of our work is on, residential homes, 1,500 to 2,000 square feet. Let's talk about that system.
Yeah, so I mean, I know you can't give a price without seeing it, and you don't know if they want battery backup, and you don't know where that roof is angled, and how many you need, and what their use is, and all that. Mm-hmm. But some ballpark prices
would
people
ballpark. Ballpark for a solar system, If you're doing a solar-only system, we have some, you know, some options out there that are very attractive. I mean, for a normal 1,500-square-foot home, you're looking from $11,000 to maybe $15,000 to go ahead and install a solar system that will offset your bill. If you want to add batteries to that system, you're looking at another $18,000 to $24,000 for the battery system. All of that's eligible for the tax credit, the 26% tax credit. But it really depends on, as you brought up, there's a bunch of different factors. You know, it's really difficult to you know, type numbers into a computer and get you a quote. You want to do a site visit to look at your electrical infrastructure. You know, what are you trying to back up? How much energy are you using? What is the condition of your roof? Because, you know, we're deploying a lot of these systems. And the last thing I want to do is sweat it every time there is a power shutoff that hopefully the system was designed correctly. So there's a lot of design work that goes into getting you an accurate number.
Now, if you have when you mentioned 1,500 square foot house, maybe 11 to 15 grand, then you mentioned the 18 grand, that's on top of.
Correct.
So if you don't do the battery, mm-hmm. obviously when the sun goes down, solar is not working.
Mm-hmm.
If the power goes down in the middle of the day, and you have solar panels and you don't have batteries, what happens then?
See, I'm glad you asked that question, Mark, because it's a common misconception that doesn't get cleared up enough. If you don't have batteries but you have solar and the grid goes down, you go down. The solar shuts off. It is a safety mechanism so that the solar is not live and backfeeding a grid that is down. So, yeah, if the grid goes down and you don't have a battery, your solar will go down and your power will go down. You have to have a battery to keep that solar on during an outage.
Now, I know about this backfeed thing. I remember hearing about it, but wasn't there also something where the utility company buys back, like you're actually intentionally feeding them?
Yeah, so what you're describing is net energy metering, or NEM. I call it solar billing. And what that is that's the agreement that you get into with Southern California Edison when you go solar. And that is simply that when your solar is producing power, that power is satisfying any circuits on at your house at the time, and then the extra goes back out through your meter as a credit. And so pretty much if you don't have batteries, the grid acts as your battery. It takes that extra solar power during the day, and you know your account gets a credit, and then at night you're drawing from those credits.
So if they have that, if the power goes down, why don't they let...
So if the power goes down and your solar is still producing, it's still sending energy then back to the grid. There's nowhere for it to be controlled or dumped. So you don't want a lineman out there thinking, oh, hey, we've turned the grid off, but there's a bunch of solar systems discharging to the grid, energizing those lines that they think are down.
Mm.
So net energy metering is simply the economic, the financial and economic, the economics of solar. But the physical, if the grid goes down, your solar goes down.
So the utility company is saying, if that line goes down, we want to know they're down. We don't want
exactly.
to have...
Exactly.
We've got to know they're down. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. And Kirk Mueller, manager of Action Energy, sister company of Action Roofing. Electric rates go up. You get solar energy. You spend all this money on the battery. Your rates are steady,
mm-hmm.
and I think you told me that electric rates could be going up in 2021?
Yep. SCE filed to increase residential rates by 14% starting in 2021. And, I mean, you look at your bill for the past forever, electric rates continue to go up, as with anything. Things go up in price. Now, SCE... You know, they get sued if they are blamed for a fire, so they have to cover those losses. They have to cover, you know, line maintenance fees and all these other things that come up. So really, solar plus battery storage hedges your investment, your solar investment, because regardless of how much SCE's rates increase, you've got your solar, and your solar is charging your batteries, and your batteries are working for you day in and day out. So that's something we didn't cover. We've been covering, you know, batteries as just simply a backup option, right? A generator. We brought up the generator. But the batteries are working for you day in and day out in the sense that instead of sending all of that extra solar power back out to the grid during the day, some of it stays on site and charges up your batteries. And then when the sun goes down and the solar turns off, your batteries discharge that stored solar power to your house. So you're able to use your solar at night, pretty much. And that's where batteries get their return on investment. They're not sitting around there.
Thank you. Because at night, when you're using power and you just have solar and no batteries, you are back on the grid.
You're back on the grid.
Albeit, you might be saving a little bit because you fed them some extra energy during the day, maybe.
Correct.
But maybe not.
Correct.
Okay, so the battery, so then you really got to look at, so then your bill can literally go to zero or close to it?
Pretty close to it, yeah. You pay the taxes and fees associated with being, you know, hooked into Southern California Edison. Usually it's about $15 a month. But if you size the system correctly, or you're energy conscious and you're looking at your energy and how much you're using and when you're using it and how much the battery is working, then, yeah, you can get pretty close to that,
okay,
zeroing out your yearly bill.
Okay, tell me, if someone wanted to get an assessment, mm-hmm, on what it would cost and what their options are, what's the best number for them to call?
Best number for them to call is our office line. There's always a live person standing by ready to connect you. And that number is 805-679-7979.
Oh, okay. And that's, yeah, is that your Action Energy number?
That is the Action Energy office number, yes.
Okay, 805 area code 679-7979.
Correct.
That's an easy number.
Yeah.
And finally, in the past, this Tesla owner, Elon Musk, dream of having roof material shingles that are essentially made of solar panels, and I understand that you guys are working on becoming an authorized installer. Give us a little update on that. And is it true that Elon Musk actually comes out and installs each and every shingle?
I'd love to meet him, but that's not true. It's a pretty awesome system. We actually have a mock-up built in our shop now. Due to COVID, we couldn't go in for training and physically install this thing at a training facility. We had to build our own mock roof, and we're working our way through building out the different variations. But it's an awesome system. It is complicated. I wouldn't let just anyone install this thing because you're combining facets of roofing and waterproofing with electrical and solar design and, you know, an electrician. So it's a very interesting roof system, and it looks great. I've hit a couple panels with hammers, and they haven't broken. It's an impressive looking system. It is a, when I say impressive looking, it definitely has a certain look to it.
So that's a plus if you love it, and a downside if you don't love it.
Exactly. It's a plus if you love it.
And then when you say you hit a panel with a hammer, was that intentionally or by mistake?
It was intentional.
Okay.
I wanted to see how sturdy they were, and they're very sturdy. It's surprising. Because they are made out of glass, and you can walk all over the roof, and the solar cell is within the active tiles, and you can barely see that solar cell. If you're right on the panel, you can see it, but from down at the street level, you can't tell what an active tile versus just a field tile is.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool stuff.
And so we'll wait and see what happens, but that's not for the budget-minded either?
It pencils when you're looking at a more expensive roof material, like a standing seam, a tile roof, maybe even a presidential TL composition shingle roof, so like the most expensive composition shingle roof out there, with a solar system. So not just a roof. If you just want a roof, it is not the cheapest.
And the key is, so if you're going to buy a high-end roof,
mm-hmm,
then it could pencil out, it could be equivalent. But you're not going to get this unless you need a new roof. So I don't know how many times someone needs a new roof, and coincidentally they want a solar system. So you got to just get that target buyer.
Yeah, I mean, again, partnered up in, you know, sister company Action Roofing, we send out a bunch of proposals a day for people who need new roofs. So we're uniquely positioned to capture that person. Also, I do think the best client is new construction. The framing is fresh, it's done. There's no sagging in the roof or deflection. So, you know, really want a nice roof plane to put these on, because
there was
any kind of deflection, you're going to see it.
Sorry to interrupt. There was that new law that was going to require solar panels for new construction, but that went away. And, of course, you know, we have we build how many houses in Santa Barbara a year that are brand new? One?
Yeah.
So that's – but that's a good deal. That's a good deal. We'll look forward to seeing that eventually come out, and it's a great, great idea. I wish they were strong enough to put on a car or a truck so you could actually power, you know, a solar-driven car, but that's...
We'll get there.
We'll get there. Okay, any questions about Action Energy, which is Action Roofing's sister company, about solar panels, battery backup? You can call Kirk Mueller at 805-679-7979. Kirk, good to catch up.
Good to talk to you, Mark. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to come back and going to give you an update on a showing I had with the electronic showing box. I wanted to review the street names that we talked about in Goleta North and maybe a few other things. But I wanted to mention this in the remarks of a listing. It said... I was in the private remarks. So you as a J, what is it? J something public? JQ public? John Q? In the private remarks, agent only, owner died in the house within the last 3 years from natural causes. And that struck me, but we'll talk about that when we return.